The prison estate currently in Borstal is extremely old and it isn't fit for purpose. Some of the buildings there date back to when the prison was first built, and it's a good thing for prison officers, better facilities in which they'll be working, but also brings the current prison estate into the 21st century. So fundamentally, and it's a commitment by the government to keep Rochester Prison. I'm unsure about what they're actually objecting to. They haven't contacted me. All I can say is that it's right that the old estate is given a refurbishment or a new build, because we do need to bring our estate to the 21st century. And fundamentally, it's about providing the right facilities for prison officers to do their job well. And one of the things that has been obvious to me or on my visits to the prison, it's been clear that prison officers would want to see better facilities up at Rochester. So fundamentally, that's a good thing. And of course, there will be concerns, as with all kinds of development, for local residents who are neighbouring the site. When there's a big development planned on your doorstep, of course, residents will always be anxious about what that means. But at the moment, as far as I'm aware, we don't have any drawings. We don't have any detailed plans. That will be coming along the line as we move through a period when the prison will be looking to close. So, and at that time, I'll be made fully aware, obviously, because I'm in contact with MOJ directly, and I will be told what the plans are. And at that particular time, I will be making sure that the residents and living around the site know exactly what's happening. But it'll have to go through a full planning process, and that's the safety net. So even though it's a government site, it will still need to go through the local authority planning process. So at all stages of the development, it will have local residents will have an opportunity to make sure that their views are heard.